Yemen, where Yemeni anti-government protesters have continued their rallies against the long rule of the embattled president. Ali Abdullah Saleh, who has been in power for over 3 decades, has also signaled that he has no immediate plans to step down. Saleh has thanked thousands of his supporters for backing constitutional legitimacy. His supporters gathered near the presidential palace in Sana'a a day after they packed a city square to show their loyalty. Meanwhile, protests calling on Saleh to resign continue across the country Saturday, including in the capital and the southern cities of Aden and Taiz. Protesters in Aden have thrown stones at anti-riot police backed by tanks. They've built barricades to prevent the tanks from moving. Now, protesters in Aden have also called for a general strike, to which many have responded. Yemen on Friday was a scene of anti-regime protests by tens of thousands of demonstrators.
We are here not because anything. We're here just to tell him, please go. We need to live a good life.
Anti-government Yemeni protests, which have been going on for more than 50 days across the country, continue as dialogue has reached a deadlock. At the Chang Square, hundreds of thousands of protesters gathered to continue their sit-in, chanting anti-government slogans and calling for the oust of the regime and an end to President Saleh's 32-year rule. Protesters, who named this Friday as the Day of Salvation, confirmed that they are determined more than ever to continue their sit-in until the fall of the regime.
We come here today to announce before the president, it's enough, enough, enough. 33 years, it's over than my age.
We are waiting for this moment for a long time to get down this government, this corrupt government.
Another demonstration, but a pro-government one, was also held at the same time in support of President Saleh's regime. They named this Friday the Day of Brotherhood and Loyalty. Following the Friday's prayer, they gathered at the Sab'een Square, 15 kilometers to the southeast of the Chain Square, in support of President Saleh's last initiative. President Saleh, whose regime is suffering the worst crisis since 1978 when he took power, thanked his loyalists and said that he is willing to sacrifice his blood, soul and everything precious he has for them.
I will sacrifice my blood and every precious thing I have for the sake of the great Yemeni people.
Loyalists chanted slogans confirming that they are with the country's unity, security and stability, as well as a peaceful way out of the current crisis. The continued defection of senior military and civilian officials has increased the rift in Saleh's regime, meanwhile giving the protesters more momentum. The president's last initiative called for shifting the power to a parliamentary system and drafting a new constitution by the end of 2011. Saleh had previously agreed to step down by the end of 2011, but as the opposition refused his initiative, he decided to continue until the end of his term in 2013. Analysts say this continued unrest, accompanied by no dialogue, as a pretext to a long-running civil war in Yemen. The opposition and the protesters have denounced the massacre that took place in Abyan City and hold the government responsible. However, the ruling party has described the incident as an accident that took place following the withdrawal of government forces.
Two months into this stalemate between President Saleh and the protesters, who insist he must go now, the Yemeni capital has witnessed another day of pro and anti-government protests with no end in sight. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.